Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 347. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation Inspiration, and we're talking good stuff today. Don't skip steps on your journey. Yep, because we are all trying to get to the finish line quicker than we need to be going. So, we all want to be successful, happy and fulfilled in what we do in our lives. But sometimes we tend to skip steps on our journey to get to the end goal. And we've got to get out of the habit of wanting to skip things that are important to get us to where we want to be. We're so fixated on the finish line that we are not fully embracing the journey we're on. Let's say you want to be the most successful in your specific profession and field. What are you willing to do to get to where you want to be? Are you willing to sacrifice certain things, live a healthy life from a mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical standpoint? Because you can't skip getting the right rest, eating right, taking care of yourself mentally, right? You've got to be willing to sacrifice going out all the time, eating out all the time, hanging out with your friends. Like, sometimes you've got to buckle down, right? Like, that birthday party, do you really need to go? That dinner out with your friends every weekend, do you really need to do that? The binge watching that TV show, like, for a whole weekend, do you really need to do the whole weekend, or can you just do like one night instead of three? Right? You can't say you're not going to do something important that will set you up for the success that you seek. Now, are you going to study, read, and do repetitive things to get better at what you're passionate about? Are you going to stick to routines and be disciplined in what you're doing? Are you going to study the people who are successful in your specific field to see what they did to get to where they are? Studying the greats is necessary to see what worked for them. It's the little intricate things that set you apart from others. And you can't do things when you want. Sometimes you have to do things when you don't want to. And that is something that I always say to myself. There are times where it's like, I don't want to do podcasts this week, but I have a schedule and I get it done. Now, how many days do you skip because you're not up for doing certain things? Or do you want to push through what you need to do to finish the tasks that are important? Or are you going to skip the steps, right? It's the consistency and discipline that you need that will help you in the long run. Now, are you looking for the results right away, or are you playing the long game and willing to go through the journey? When you achieve a little success, do you let it get to you, or are you continuing to do the necessary steps in the process of continually growing? Sometimes you'll see people achieve great results, but the longevity of it doesn't last. People don't have and put things in place to make sure that the success stays consistent. It's like, let's just use an athlete as a prime example, right? There are so many basketball players that I've watched in my life, you know, and I'm a New Yorker, so I've seen a lot of great New Yorkers make it to the pinnacle of the pros and the NBA, right? Now, there are certain basketball players that say that are athletically gifted, right? They have crazy jumping ability. They have all this athleticism, right? And it's gotten them through high school, through college, and then they get to the pros. And they're going against guys that are just as athletic as them. But the only difference is those guys that have all that athleticism, they worked on so many other aspects of their game and didn't skip the steps on the journey and they are going to last longer in a professional league than the guy who just has the athleticism and doesn't work on all the IQ aspects of playing basketball, right? That is a prime example of that. Let's use a writer, right? A writer, you know, writes this book, first book bestseller. They are happy. They are gloating. They are, you know, like just running with it. The only thing is they're not working on the next book. They're not working on their platform. They're not building a website. They're not writing blogs. They're not being engaging on social media. What's going to happen? That whole gloating and all that, that fades, right? Because they're skipping steps on the journey. They've already gotten all this crazy success and they're not working. They didn't work on all those small steps before getting to that ultimate success, right? So it's why I'm thankful in a lot of ways that I'm not this crazy successful author. Like I'm all right where I am currently. I'd rather stretch it out so I don't get bored. If I would have become successful with The Struggles and Growth of a Man Part 1, I don't know if I'm where I am as far as how many books I've published and how many stories I've written. I think it might have gotten to me a little too early, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'd been like, oh, right? So for me, this whole longevity thing, yeah, it's been fun for me. And, you know, I'm slowing down a lot more and I'm not like going crazy with it because I'm just enjoying the journey and I'm trying to learn a couple of new things. So I'm not skipping steps on this journey so I can get to where I want to be. Right. Okay. So just using those as examples. Right. Now, when I think about people sometimes and they become successful a lot early on, a lot of times there are holes and gaps, right? And all the things, you know, that they've done. They may have not done a lot of things organically also. It's another thing. We see the outside of what a person has achieved, but the success fades off in due time. And you'll wonder what happened. And then you'll learn that they skipped steps, which I just broke down. And that's one of, you know, the things, you know, that people will experience. Now, it's wanting to like start a business, and not making the right investment into building a solid, efficient website that people can navigate easily, or it's doing the cheap way and then you hit bumps in the road and then you have to redo the website all over again instead of paying someone who's an expert or working on the website on your own and learning how to build one. And that's where, you know, that longevity comes in. Now, that's like a small example of just many things that can happen when you skip steps. And we've got to get out of the mindset of self-gratification so much and focus on knowing that anything and everything special is honestly a marathon. No matter what it is in life, everything is a process. So don't really worry about what people are doing. Focus on your own grind, focus on your journey. And we all get to where we want to be when it's supposed to happen. So remember, like, you really can't skip steps along the way. We need to know, like, coming from other people, that you've got to do everything slowly and progressively. I've been doing it for years. Now, if you look at, you know, all these great entrepreneurs, you know, the Gary Vaynerchuk's, Tony Robbins, Inky Johnson, Eric Thomas, Simon Sinek, like all these, you know, great, you know, businessmen and entrepreneurs. And, you know, they're at the pinnacle of success. I guess people look at it that way. I mean, I don't think a lot of them even think they've reached their peak yet, but it's, oh my goodness, like they're great and they're successful and they're this and they're that, and, you know, blah, 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 right? But no one knows all the small, intricate things that they did to get to where they are currently. Gary Vaynerchuk is probably one of very few people, and I would say Eric Thomas, that literally you've seen the progression of how they grew their brand and became who they are, right? Like Gary Vaynerchuk, you saw him at age 30 start his wine library at his father's wine store, which his dad still has to this day. But Gary has put him in place to where that wine gallery is always going to be a successful running machine, right? Gary's in his mid-40s now. So no one really knew all of the behind-the-scenes stuff he was doing at a young age to get himself to where he is now. Right? He's been truthful and honest in his whole journey. Eric Thomas, a high school dropout, met, you know, his wife at that time, and she pushed him to be great and become who he is today. He always says that without her and God and his structure, that he would not be where he is today. He's one of the best motivational speakers in the world, you know, along with Inky Johnson, you know, Les Brown, a couple of other people. But these are the things, you know, that you have to do. It's not skipping those steps, right? Like me, I skipped a couple of steps early on in the journey, and then I had to refocus and recalibrate, right? Like I kind of did some dopey, crappy websites. And then I said, okay, if I'm really going to have something special, I have to build a website literally from scratch. And I literally found Jimdo, which is a platform where you can have your own website and domain. And I've had this website for 4 years and maybe longer than that, but I grew something. I went on Namecheap.com and I found a website domain that I can use that will be easy to remember, because the reality of it is that everyone butchers my name and everyone does not spell my name correctly. So AquarianMindWrites.com, it's pretty easy to remember. It's not anything too crazy. It's a little long, but hey, guess what? It works. So what I'm trying to say is don't skip steps on the journey of where you're trying to get to. Build yourself up, get the experience, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you are passionate for, learn all the tools and all the things that you need to get yourself to where you feel that you are at your best. All right, that's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, theaquariummindpodcast.com is the website. Be good and go accomplish your goals.